Update: Elon Musk endorses pro-Palestinian terror account on X/Twitter, then deletes. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 8, 2023. Tesla CEO and Elon Musk has endorsed a pro-Palestinian terror account on his X/Twitter platform, claiming the War Monitor account, which puts Israel in quote marks as it argues there is no such thing, and refers to Palestinian terrorists as resistance fighters, is a good source for following the war in real time. Later, after pleading with the pro-terror account to use maximally accurate words, Musk deleted his recommendations. For following the war in real time, at War Monitors and at Sent Defender are good, Musk wrote Sunday on X/Twitter. It is also worth following direct sources on the ground. Please add interesting options in replies below. One of the accounts Musk tagged, at War Monitors, responded to the Tesla CEO, writing, "Wow, thank you so much for the support." To which the billionaire replied, "You're welcome. As always, please stay as close to the truth as possible, even for stuff you don't like," Musk added. "This platform aspires to maximize signal/noise of the human collective. There's just one issue with the exchange: the at War Monitors account is pro-terror, as evidenced by several of its posts on the social media platform." Later on Sunday, Musk pleaded with War Monitor to cover events accurately. After realizing the character of the accounts he endorsed, Musk deleted his initial recommendation. "No such thing as Israel, that's the difference," the account wrote in a tweet over the summer. The account has also described members of the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas, from the Iranian Islamist regime to Venezuelan socialist dictator Nicolas Maduro, as resistance fighters. Scenes of the Palestinian resistance fighters storming the Tacoma settlement in Al-Galaf a short while ago, at War Monitors wrote in a post on Sunday, sharing video footage of members of the Palestinian terrorist organization Hamas running toward what appear to be homes of civilians. On Saturday, the account again referred to Hamas terrorists as resistance fighters while also referring to the IDF as the Zio Army, writing, "Video from the ongoing battle of Sderot between the Zio Army and resistance fighters." On Saturday, Hamas launched an unprecedented terror attack on Israel. At the time of publishing, the Iranian-backed Hamas terror group has killed over 600 Israelis, wounded thousands, and kidnapped roughly 100. The Palestinian terror attack happened on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle. As Breitbart News reported, the Palestinian terror attack against Israel this weekend has been the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, as noted by legal scholar Eugene Kontorovich. Meanwhile, entities known to maintain friendly ties to Hamas have enjoyed years of financial benefits from eased sanctions under President Joe Biden, benefits meriting closer scrutiny in light of the unprecedented wave of terrorism striking Israel this weekend. On Sunday, Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi declared victory after Hamas carried out its massive terrorist attack. Since taking office, the Biden administration has been trying to negotiate a new nuclear deal with Iran, giving $6 billion to the country, which has a Palestinian terror proxy. Update: after this article was published, Elon Musk deleted his endorsement of the War Monitors account. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.